You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were back.
I guess is the sound not on there?
We don't have the speaker on.
Okay. It's very confused.
My bad.
Very confused.
It's my bad. It's scheduled day. I got to lock in.
Well, I know. You're talking to Elliot about some nonsense.
It was about some nonsense. Well, you wanted to talk about the number three pick in the draft.
Ace the pick.
So a team that has the number six pick in the draft is the Philadelphia Flyers. And this is the official Flyer show in all of Philadelphia. And we prove it with Flyers in 50 with our buddy Broads. What's up, Broads?
Pay attention in there, will you?
I'm sorry, man.
I mean, what the hell is that nonsense?
Look, I'm not locked in. I wasn't locked in for about 10 seconds. Are you locked in?
I'm locked in. Don't you dare hit that sounder. Don't you dare.
Not yet.
I got a few things off. I need to get off the chest.
Oh, before the sounder?
Yes, I got dental work done. I can't feel my mouth. So if I sound like a dumber idiot than I normally already do, that's why.
I was going to say, some would say that your delivery is the delivery of a guy who can't feel his mouth.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And number two here, 14-3. Anyone who's scared about this schedule, it's hard. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, this offensive line, Nick Sirianni, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter. The list goes on and on and on.
What are you,
this
a caller?
This team's going to kick ass. This team's going to dominate. Hey, how about my guy Ty Robinson, too, up the middle, huh? Fourth round pick, best acquisition this offseason. We're about to dominate, baby.
All right. Are you not worried at all that it's like it's probably the hardest Eagles schedule I've ever seen, and they lost five key contributors on defense and didn't replace any of them?
No. This team is phenomenal.
Right, yeah.
This team is elite. This team is going to have another sensational season where every Monday you and Jack come in and you go, wow, this quarterback, he just does it again.
That's all he does.
We're going back to back, baby. Back to back. Mm-hmm.
Back to back. I got one last question before we get into the real nuts and bolts here.
Yeah.
Have you received one call about Rick Tocchet today?
No.
Wow. I am so disappointed. Well, it's not even funny. Not one call?
It's changed around here, bro. I think, quite seriously, it's sort of a... Not that I want to be talking hockey all the time, but it is a bummer because, 15 years ago or whatever, there would at least be calls that say, why aren't you talking about the Flyers when we're not talking about them? But they've been so bad for so long that I think they've beaten it out of the casual sort of fans that pay attention. And even the diehards seem dead about it. So not only hiring a coach who is a former Flyers player, which there is opinion on both sides of, it is kind of a bummer, and I hope that they're good at some point soon so we start being able to get this as part of the conversation. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree, and now I'm ready, so go ahead.
All right, hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
If you did a blind resume and you didn't know the name was Rick Tocchet and you looked at his coaching, you'd say, this is the guy we got? This is the guy we brought in. Take out the COVID year. This man has one playoff berth in 8 seasons behind the bench. It's ridiculous. So what they got just a typical blah, vanilla-style coach who's probably going to get canned in a couple of years. It's the Laviolette. It's the John Tortorella. It's the those guys. And you just did it again. It's a linear move. And they're trying to tell us that the reason why they went out and got him is because he could swing players into coming to play for the orange and black because they love him so much and he has so much respect that I better start seeing free agents. I better start seeing big time names and some big time pieces come here because Rick Tocchet is in place. And something else that pisses me off, we're doing it again. Homer and Clarkie and Hextall. Now it's Jonesy and Briere and it's Tocchet. Guys like my dad are all excited. Woo! Tocchet's back! This is great! That's what they wanted and that's what they got and that's what's pissing me off about it. I got a message saying, you don't get it, Brodes. Rick Tocchet is Philly. And I go, damn it! This is the problem! It's the problem! They are doing it again! That's how I feel.
All right.
Holy moly.
I thought
man.
You would be there with it, Brodes. Can I ask you this?
Holy cow.
Yes.
What I want you to do at this point, Brodes, and I understand your frustration. I get it, especially with the Flyers. You know, but with they have a history of doing this, you know, hiring their own. If I were to ask you, all right, Brodes, I'm putting you in a position. You have to argue for Rick Tocchet. What would the argument be for Rick Tocchet?
Do I have to do it with that same level?
No. I don't want to. I don't want to kill you.
Pounding and my mouth is so numb. What was the question?
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah, I want you to make the case, not as passionately, obviously, but I want to see it from the other perspective. What is the What is the case for Tocchet?
Okay, the case for Tocchet, I think, is for whatever reason, the NHL world looks at him as the second best coach on the market outside of Mike Sullivan, who a few weeks back, I told you that was the guy who I really wanted to go after, and he was signed very quickly to the Rangers. So it's almost like the Daryl Morey thing in a way, because when Daryl Morey became available, the whole league was like, whoa, you got to go get this guy. And not that he's a bum or a stiff, some think he is, but you know, now that you're seeing him here, but Rick Tocchet is the same thing. It's like the league, the second he becomes available from Vancouver is, wow, you got to make sure you go try and get Rick Tocchet. So that would be my view on it, would be remove Philadelphia for a second. Remove the ties of the Flyers club and the old boys club or whatever the hell everyone calls it. You know, the league says Rick Tocchet is up there. So take that for what it is.
Okay. And last thing here, Brodes, is... I guess I just like, does it make you lose? I think everybody had a lot of faith in Jonesy in that like, okay, even though he is a former Flyer or whatever, here is maybe a fresh look on the organization. We're going to do things differently. Does it make you less confident in the leadership of the team because they made this decision?
That's a good question. I don't know if I lost a lot of faith, but I didn't gain as much respect and intrigue as I wanted to. Almost like this move is linear. I'm almost staying linear where this could have been something where I go, whoa, that was savvy. Or, wow, that was creative. Or, wow, that's different outside the box. They almost went safe. And, you know, look, maybe safe is fine. Maybe safe is okay. Maybe safe is good at the end of the day when it plays out. But it didn't grab me with excitement. I think it's okay. And if it's okay, then, I mean, I don't think it's egregious, gross, disgusting from a coach perspective, although I wouldn't have done it. But it's not needle moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense.
I'll tell you what, Rhodes, listen to your brother from another mother who's been to hockey in the hood with you. I think we're going to like talking in the end.
Yeah, I hate to sound like your dad. But
I think we're going to like him in. Yeah. I think we're going to like
Steve,
him in.
They got you. Yeah. They got, tell I Jonesy. Like the text Jonesy and say, you did it, my friend. You got me.
I like
you got me and everybody else. Yeah, of course, because he's got, you know, there's stories about you know, talking in the day.
Yeah.
And guys are all like, oh, yeah, but talking in back in the day.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's go in the streets and have fun. Talk is back.
All right.
But Flyers hockey's back.
All right.
We're back in the streets.
All right, okay. Do you see his face while this is happening,
yes.
by the way? It's lunatic. When are you back on WIP, Broads?
Tomorrow night following the Phillies, we'll do a little final out and then bang, right to 3.5 hours of should Tockett be the head coach.
You can follow Broads on Twitter, at Broads81. Thank you, Broads.
Oh, man.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
There he is, Broads.
Yeah, puck it up. Puck it up.
There we go. We're picking it up.
When did we add that jingle?
Well, this Broads' jingle. Yeah.
Broads made it up.
Yeah, Broads made it up.
I've heard it.
Yeah,
he's got his own drops now.
Puck it up.
Yeah, puck it up. There it is.
Yeah, and I like the talking move.
I also like that Rod wanted it to be with Hunter Brody, but he's Broads.
He's Broads.
He's Broads.
It's like Buzz.
Hunter Brody.
Yeah,
he's Broads.
He's Broads. I'll tell you what, Broads needs a little of that... that wacky tobacco or whatever that he talks about. He's a little he's a little too riled up. It is schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to do that.
We have our final part of the schedule?
Well, no, we have final part of the schedule, but we also have Jackie Baseball to do, and we also have Eagles Insider. Where do you want? Do you want to do Jackie Baseball now?
Sure.
Why don't we do it now? Let's go.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, listen, not a good night for old Nolsey.
No, that was bad.
It was really bad.
I texted you last night, and he was coming off the mound. I don't know if he was crying.
No.
But he had like a very distraught look on his face.
He did.
Yeah.
Raining and cold out there.
No. Yeah, what did you want him to do? Pitch
well? Terrible weather to pitch in.
Sonny Gray got shelled too. Why don't you put that on your narrative?
It's not narrative.
No, I know.
I'm just saying we needed six innings out of the guy last night, you know?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They even tried. He gave up nine and keep going.
Topper was like, yeah, we're going to leave you out there.
Well, when they went for as hard as they did in game one, with using all the bullpen guys, they were going to get stuck in a precarious situation if that exact scenario played out. Now, the Nola situation, you're not putting Aaron Nola in the bullpen. So I know people are going to, he's not going to the bullpen. So you pretty much have to ride it out with him and see how it goes. Now, the one thing I kind of thought watching him last night, because listen, he'll never say he's hurt. He looked like he was laboring out there in a different way. We've seen Aaron Nola struggle, but maybe it's one of those little kind of phantom IL spots for Nola to give him some time off. I don't know, but it looked like he wasn't able to.
In favor of who?
Well, Mick Abel's heating up down in AAA. You could put Taiwan back in the rotation if you wanted to, just to give him a couple starts. I don't know. I think they're going to let him kind of pitch his way out of it. They have a lot of trust in Aaron Nola. It's the second year of a $172 million contract. That's a big one.
And where was his velocity last night? Was it still where?
No, so it was down 91, 92. I just, in looking at him, it looks like he wasn't able to finish on his pitches, and it looked like he was holding back a little bit. And that's where I started to get concerned about a possible injury. So we'll see if anything happens, but that's what it looked like to me last night.
Or he's pitching to prevent the injury from happening. You're going to push it too much, man.
Boy, you got them all in there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Are people really talking about putting him in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy on the midday show. Guy who hosts the midday show, yeah.
Is it Gilio?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not pitching well right now. I just don't think
you just throw him out there and hope he fixes it.
And
Boehm.
Sure.
Really no different than Boehm. Now,
and how did that work out?
I don't know. His OPS is 600. But
come on,
dude,
man.
If I told you Alec Boehm
home run yesterday.
He did.
I told you Alec Boehm was hitting 261 right now, I wouldn't believe you.
Where did I say he's going to finish up at?
275.
Okay, thank you.
So he's hitting 258 with a 650 OPS, but that 258 is a big jump. It is a big jump. 150 like a month ago.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
So he's hot. No one talked about his hitting streak ending after the first game, the 8-game hitting streak. We were this close to DiMaggio.
And the Schwarber streak is over.
The
as
Schwarber
well.
Streak is heartbreaking. So Nola not going to the bullpen. Put your pitchforks down and let him kind of work his way through it. And the nice part is they have four other guys pitching really, really well to where like. He's not killing the rotation. He's killing one start right now, but he's not sinking the rotation.
There you go, Fritz.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm with you. It's like the best case scenario is that he figures it out. He's not going to figure it out unless you keep throwing him out there.
Yeah.
Keep throwing him out there. Yeah. I'm with you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you look up?
I just looked up splits.
There it is.
And there it is. Alec Bohm. Last 15 games. Batting .327.
Now, how about that?
Come on, man.
I do like that you've turned into a splitsman this year.
Oh, yeah. It looks him up a lot, actually.
Now, here's the question for Ike.
Yeah, got a couple walks. Oh. How many walks did he have 2 weeks ago?
Two, I think.
Now, what's he got now, 4?
He's got 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, right. He's heating up. Now, Ike, would you bump him up in the lineup, or are you keeping him down where
I'm
he is?
I'm keeping him down there.
Yeah, keep him down.
Keep him down there.
He's not a pressures man.
Well, yeah, exactly. Don't put him in that position.
No.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Let him cook. Let him cook. All right. Spike, this is a scenario for you.
Oh, no.
Would you extend JT right now for like 2 years, $25 million? If it meant you would get if you meant it would get the Kyle Schwarber extension done today.
I don't care about the Kyle Schwarber extension.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
I know, but I don't know if there's anything that would start to sway you. So you would not do that?
No.
All right. Just check it in. I just want to see where you're at on the Schwarber extension.
I don't want to lock myself into this team that we're not even sure. All we talked about before this year is that this is the year for this team where we find out whether this core is going to get it done or not. So in what world are we locking up more of this core without seeing what the result of the core is? JT is fine, but like, he's been this guy for the last two or three years where his OPS is like hovers around 700 and he's what, 33 years old, coming off of knee surgery. No, let them all earn their contracts. And if we have to pay more for them, then we pay more for them. I'm fine with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Just want to see where you're at.
Yeah.
And then final thing here. So Cole Hamels was on the Midday Show yesterday. He gave a theory on Bryce saying that he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. We know that Rob Thompson said
the same thing. Said it feels bad for him.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. And I say this without the usual Jack trolling voice. I promise you. Okay? I'm not trolling. But I think the Eagles winning the Super Bowl was the worst thing that happened to Bryce Harper.
Oh, my God.
I do. Because I think that he looked at that parade. He looked at it and he said, I want to be that. And it's not that he looks at it in a hating way. I think he looks at it in a jealous way. And that should be me. I want to be able to do that. And the way he's played this year, if everyone on the team, close to the team, the manager, Cole Hamels, who's a special advisor, and also in the, like, they can all sense it from Bryce. That's the only thing that makes sense. That's been the change this year. Like, he knows that his legacy is on the line. He's going to be 33 in the middle of this postseason. God willing, they're in it. Like, I think the only thing that's really changed is the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I think for him personally, seeing them have the parade down Broad Street, for him personally, them winning the Super Bowl is the worst thing that could have happened to him.
Well, I'm going to give you first because I got a thought on that.
Well, it's just the biggest crock of bleep I've ever heard anybody say.
All right, yeah. Awesome. Good. Dynamite.
Well, because you know what it says?
Like, what are you talking about?
It says to you that that Bryce Harper cannot handle the pressure.
Yes! What are you talking about right now?
Well, I think he's putting extra pressure on himself because he wants that.
Look, I don't care.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
This does not make Bryce sound like the guy that we want Bryce to be.
Everyone warmed up.
Yeah.
Rob Thompson warmed up. Cole Hamels warmed up. You warmed up.
What is going on right
now? Too much pressure on himself.
What are you talking
he
about?
Simply cares too much. But okay, then he's got to remedy that.
How does he care more than anybody else?
Because it's his legacy that's on the line. He's the one that needs a cherry on top to be in the, like, he's already a Hall of Famer.
So get more hits.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But that's why I think he looks like he has added stress on him. Like, I don't know. This is very easy to comprehend.
No. Here's the thing. Because you're trying to say the Eagles winning has put more pressure on Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. The team, the Phillies, listen, they aren't in first place, but they aren't in last place either. And Bryce isn't getting booed every at bat. He's not being ripped to shreds on here or anywhere else. So where is all this pressure that he's supposedly feeling? A guy who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 18 years old, who has wanted this moment, one of the best postseason performers in baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm supposed to believe that because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it's put enormous pressure on him, and he is so hurt because he can't perform right now. Get him a Blue Chew. I'm just saying, but he's so hurt that he is not producing. Listen, I love Bryce Harper as a player, but what I'm not going to do is make him into some soft candy ass by making excuses for him. That's what I'm not going to do. He's not we don't do it for Jalen. We don't do it for Embiid. We don't do it for anybody else. We don't do it for anybody else. Stars got pressure on him. He's not the first star athlete in this town to have pressure on him to win. And I don't want to hear that he's putting too much pressure on himself. We know he wants to succeed. What are we talking about here? It's not the first time he's gone through a slump.
You know what else he wants?
What? Yeah, he wants an extension.
If I want to be the jerk.
Right.
Yeah,
and say he's stressing because if he doesn't perform in his age 32 season, and he's got only 6 more years left on his contract, then the team would have no reason to give him an extension. Like, if you want to start doing the pressure is making him perform less, then I'll just throw out that maybe it's the money. Like, maybe it's the money. Too. So he's a great player. He's handled pressure very well since he's been here.
Man.
Yeah.
Start hitting the ball.
Yeah. Grow up.
He will, once we get to over the Eagles.
Oh, that's the same thing. How did Bohm get over his issues?
But there's different. See, listen, I know.
How did Bohm get over his issues?
No,
and
I know.
Now Bryce is doing what Bohm was doing earlier that everybody was ripping him over. Now we're talking about Bryce's body language when he makes out.
No, his body language has been fine.
Is he having fun? Like, yeah. Now, what?
Well, the body language has been fine. I know. Okay. I'm trying to get everyone here to the second level. Okay. We're trying to break down the Bryce Harper struggles and try to go inside his brain. He just shaved his head three days ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He looks like a guy that's wearing it. We're putting some theories together as to why he's wearing it. And I think
you guys treat him like a tiny little baby.
No, we don't. We're just talking. God, you guys are unbelievable. It was a freaking theory. Jeez. Yeah, I got attacked over here. I got warmed up. It was just a thought.
Oh, you toughen up in there too.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's hitting 238. And all these Jalen people are on my ass. Yeah. And if he doesn't turn this bleep around, they're going to continue to be on my ass.
Yeah.
And if they lose to freaking Herbert, Josh Allen, big year for you boys.
By the way, top 11's not till later in the summer. He keeps hitting 238. Who's going to be ahead of him?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. Is Ranger going to be on this year for everyone?
Jesus might, though.
Oh, he should be.
Yeah.
Schwarber definitely will be.
I think we fought that one last year.
Yeah.
Is Bryce even going to make the list?
Oh, man. Hold on. Right. I can't wait to see where I put Jalen.
All right. Did you say, I can't wait till
yes.
I can't wait to see where I put
Jalen.
Yes. Yeah.
Man, I'm excited for top 11. We were thinking about it earlier this week.
All right. No, but if you have Bryce too low, we're going to fight over.
You're not doing Bryce any favors.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
You're hurting his case.
You're hurting.
You and Rob Thompson and Cole Hamill.
What?
Get out of here. Tell
That's fine. Just again, simple theory. Everyone take a deep breath.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't think anybody said anything.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm just trying to theorize.
Play a sad violin, Jack.
No.
Play a sad violin.
Now I'm pressing. I'm sorry, you guys aren't human beings.
I saw the parade.
Yeah.
That's supposed to take pressure off of you.
No, it's not.
Big Aaron was so happy.
I know.
I got to make him happy, too.
I don't know what you're saying in there. Why do you sound like Lenny from Mice and Men?
I don't know. I didn't see that. All right. Coming up next, we will get to the final part of the Eagles schedule and figure out what our final records are. Also, the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
That's me.
Yes, with Ike, Spike, and the little baby. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. It is Eagles schedule release day. Is the Cowboys game week one a must win? 71.1% say yes. Here we are heading into the final part of the schedule where you will get our first prediction for Eagles record this year. It may change over the coming weeks, but this is the first one. So at this point, we are through 12 games. Ike has them at 10-2. I have them at 6-6. Jack has them at 7-5. The final five games. At the Chargers, week 14. At home against the Raiders, week 15. Week 16 at Washington, that's a Saturday game, will be either 4:30 or 8 p.m. Then at Buffalo, and then at home against the Commanders. So this is, to me, this is the difference. There's one game in here that has me between 10-7 and 9-8. So I either have them in these five games going 3-2 or 4-1, and that is the Buffalo game. I have them losing one of the Washington games. I have them beating both the Chargers and the Raiders, and then there's that Buffalo game. So I am going to have them winning the Buffalo game and end up with the Eagles at 10-7. In fairness, or not at 10-7, in fairness, I've had a lot of coin flip games going to the other teams that for the Eagles this year. This is a coin flip game that I'm going to give to the Eagles. And I'm going to give, you know, like I also have them splitting with everyone in the division. This is a big game. It's a tough game. I actually think they're going to need this game. And so I have the Eagles finishing up at 10-7, going 4-1 in their final five games.
Oh,
Jack, where do you have them in the final five?
Man, you got them finishing hot.
Yep. A little hot.
Yeah, good to see. So I have them losing out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So that gets them to 7-6. They beat the Raiders at home. That gets them to 8-6. I think they lose at Washington, 8-7. I think they lose at Buffalo, and then I think they close it out with a win. A nice little crisp 9-8 season for the old Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, your reaction.
9-8, huh?
You have a 9-8?
Yep.
I almost have a 9-8. I can't believe I ended up ahead of you at 10-7.
I actually don't know how that happened. I expected to go into it 11-5.
Yep.
But doing the schedule during the show, I got to 9-8.
There you go. All right. I have a 10-7.
Awesome.
Somehow they're going to be more mad at me, but whatever. Ike, where do you're 10-2 at this point?
Yeah.
Where do you have?
This is the tough stretch of the schedule as well, as far as I'm concerned.
4 out of the 5 teams in the playoffs last year, and the Raiders look to be at least somewhat improved this year, I would say.
Yeah, we'll get that game at home.
Yep.
I as well do not like the game out in Los Angeles. So that's a loss. They come home, they beat the Raiders. Don't like the Saturday night game in Washington. I think they Washington wins that game. And then I think we lose to the Bills also. But we come back and we beat Washington in a game that is for the NFC East title. And it could be for a number one or two seed in the conference to finish at 12-5.
Okay.
That's why I have us finishing at 12-5.
I'm not that far behind. 10-7 is not that far behind 12-5.
Just the way you say it.
Yeah. Wow. That's what makes everyone mad, Jack. That's the magic in the sauce there. All right. Jack has him finishing 9-8. I have 10-7. Ike has 12-5. What do you have? 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Ike. Jack.
What up, Tasty Cake?
How's everybody doing? I was sitting outside, Ike, and I really wasn't going to call today. I just was going to enjoy the show, and then Spike goes on one of his Jalen rants.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a rant.
That'll do it.
Wasn't a rant.
That'll do it.
Wasn't a rant.
Okay. anyway, moving from that, when I called, Ike, I had the Eagles at 12-5. That's I had them losing to Tampa, the Chargers, Washington, Green Bay, and Buffalo.
Okay.
When I called.
All right.
Since I've been on hold, I'm now 13-4. I forgot something.
What'd you forget?
On his best day, Josh Allen can't beat Jalen Hurts.
Well, why can't he do that? Why can't he do that?
He's not good enough.
Why isn't he good enough?
It's at the next level. He's not a choker and a lumper like Josh Allen, who will never, ever take one snap in a Super Bowl in his entire career.
Josh Allen's not a choker, Dom. He's not a choker. He's got like the third highest playoff passer rating of all time. He has one in Arrowhead. Like, what are we talking about?
He's never going to take one snap in the Super Bowl.
Why?
It's not going to happen.
Why?
Because he's not good enough to get there.
Well, of course he's good enough. He's an MVP, and he has one of the best playoff passer ratings of all time.
This is, he got there twice.
But this is you. If you think I'm crazy for saying what I said about Jalen, what you're saying about Josh Allen is psychotic. He has been a great quarterback in the NFL. He has won an MVP. He's played well in the playoffs. He is in the same conference as the Chiefs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, has he lost games? Yes, he's lost games, but he's not choked. There are a lot of players that, Peyton Manning's a bigger choker than Josh Allen ever has been.
Mike, some guys are winners and some guys ain't.
He's won a ton of games, Dom.
It's the same thing. If Tom Thibodeau was coaching the Sixers, we'd still be seeing basketball in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, and how many championships has Tibbs won? Tell me about all the titles Tibbs has won. What are all the things? He's a winner. He's a winner, Dom. How many championships? How many championships? How many championships?
None.
Okay, thank you. But he's a winner and Josh Allen's not.
It doesn't mean he's going to get there. How many championships did Josh Allen have?
No, that's my point, Dom. You're saying that Josh Allen is a choker and has never won a championship, but Tom Thibodeau is a winner, and he's never even coached in the finals.
This team has no business being where they're at.
The Knicks?
No business with the talent on the Knicks.
Are you crazy?
It's unbelievable. Spike, you agreed with me that Boston was virtually unbeatable.
And Boston might still win the series without their best player.
they're losing in New York. That, listen, that game last night, Jaylen Brown is a great enough player to get one on his own, and that's exactly what he did. He was phenomenal last night, and then you had White shooting the lights out. But they're not beating the Knicks twice in a row, and the Pacers are not beating the Knicks.
Even though they've been in the conference finals two straight years.
Well, Spike, in a couple of weeks, you'll get to tell me I'm wrong for the first time.
Well, hold on. You're a NOLA guy. We got now we're going to do the Dom victory laps.
I am. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, now we get off of it. But all your wins, we get the Dom circle, the victory tour.
Man, I don't do that anymore. Scolded me the last time, Jack.
No, I never scolded you, Dom. Stop.
I don't. Jack, I got to tell you, Spike, I'm really trying to refine because Saturday, Jack's probably with his kids doing something. And Elliot, the last 15 minutes of the Bird Show he has.
Go Bird.
I'm smashing my head against the side of a wall because he is the flip-flopper of – can you believe, Spike, that this guy on Saturday was going on and on about the greatness of the Eagles' offensive line?
The gall.
Well, I mean, I know I spoke to – Ike certainly spoke to him.
Yeah.
I know I spoke to him twice trying to – he was saying that was their biggest question mark.
The offensive – he was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, but with new information, I don't know.
That's usually what it is. Yeah,
with new information. All right, Tom. Thank you for the call.
Wow.
Tom Thibodeau.
I will say, now, Tom Thibodeau was the assistant with Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he was the Kobe stopper. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was not head coach.
No.
Yeah.
He's the one that came up with the idea to have what are you shooting that game seven?
And how about that Knicks team?
No, he wasn't with them then.
Wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was with them when they won the title, I believe.
With the Celtics. Yes,
I don't think he was there when they I think he got – that's how he got the head coaching job, because they won the title
with
in
the
Boston.
Bulls. Yeah.
Well, some say Thibodeau was the reason Boston won.
Yes. Well, because they're – it's funny.
Their defense.
You look at all of their the Doc thing is so funny, because when you look at the talent that Boston Celtics team had offensively, mm-hmm. and then you look at their offense ranks during those years.
They weren't great, yeah.
No, they were like 11th or something. They were never a dominant offensive team. But Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Ray Allen,
Rajon Rondo. Pretty good talent there. Speaking of talent, Colonial Hyundai, full of talent. The Carzar John Estelle has put together a great staff for you, and they want to give you a choice. Choice of two great things. Two of their most popular incentives at Colonial Hyundai right now through May 31st. You could either get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. You could buy every one. I don't think you're going to do that. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or your trade, which you might be worried you're not getting very much for, you get $6,500 for your trade. That is any brand new Hyundai on the lot. They've got over 200 of them. A new Elantra, a new Tucson, new Ioniq, new Palisade, whatever it is. Either you get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or you get $6,500 for your trade. And this is for everybody. You can get some of the best financing in the business as low as 0%. Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full detail.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It is time for the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, yes. Now, we didn't do it yesterday because we had a mini show yesterday because of the Phil's doubleheader.
Uh-huh.
But it's a big week for the Eagles Insiders as it is schedule release week. Who's got the scoops?
A lot of scoops out there.
Who's got the scoops? Now, remember, the scoops are only valid if they are public. So
that message is for one person.
I'm not saying who. If you have private scoops, maybe you can win the private Eagles Insider of the Year. But the one on the radio has to be for public scoops, right?
Right. No, I totally agree. Now, Ike was vouching for this guy, and we were saying, no, if it's not public, it can't possibly count.
Can't possibly count. So there's only one change in the Eagles, or two changes in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. So last week, number one was a newspaper reporter. Number two was Ruben Frank. Number three was Elliot Shore Parks. Number four was Brian Baldinger. And we're not doing a fifth at this point because nobody's earned it.
And most people have just checked out.
Yes. There's been one change. Well, two changes. At number four this week is Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow. Why?
Well, he says his mock schedule is just the way his schedule wants it to be.
Yeah, that was the most ridiculous.
No. Nope. He had 2 out of 17 games. I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you bought that answer?
Nope. 2 out of 17 games. He got it right.
It was impressive he got the bye week.
That was a little eerie, I got to be honest. But, like, if you put out a mock schedule, it's how you think it's going to play out, not what you would tell Roger Goodell.
Yep.
Like, that's the dumbest logic I've ever heard.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to ask your opinion, Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not how you do a mock schedule. You're predicting this is what the schedule is going to be.
Yes. Come on, I like the idea of Elliot's ridiculous mock schedule. Number three is Zach Berman, just because I think it'll annoy Elliot at three. He had a couple of the games I saw he posted.
He actually put them out, unlike someone who kept it all private.
Yep. We can't, no comments on that one. Staying at number two is Ruben Frank, and number one, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
Okay.
His reign of terror continues.
Yeah. The Lions game, that was a big scoop. I was looking for that one.
Yeah,
he said per source at the end, so you got to factor that in when we're Eagles Insider of the Year.
Absolutely. Elliott's got a long way to go to retain his title. He's dropped all the way to fourth. Some say if there was a fifth, he'd be five.
Yeah, we can't find four other good answer quality candidates.
No, not at this point. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up,
A? I'm not leading off, so you can relax, Mike. Listen. It was funny. Jack, you know Jackie liked to take shots at people. And he took a Kobe shot. And Ike, you wanted to ignore it, but Jack, he came back around for it. But Tom Thibodeau was a coach on both teams, the one that lost and the one that won.
Oh, he was there? I thought he had left by then.
He was there. But it's funny. I always got to come at you because of stuff you say. You keep making the point, and a lot of people made the point, about the players that we've lost, right? And this is what I've been saying. Hey, what was the defense in 2023?
Defense was trash in 2023.
It was.
What was the defense last season?
Number one.
Okay. So from 2023 to 2024, we added two rookie corners, Zach Bond, and we brought back CJ GJ. Am I missing something?
No.
Okay. So from the players that we brought here to turn the worst even to the best teams, the only player we lost was CJ GJ. Because Mel Williams was here, and Darius Slay was here when we had the worst defense, when the worst defense was 2023.
Right.
So I don't really care about the players that we've lost, because I believe it's Vic Fangio coaching them up.
Then why isn't Vic Fangio's defense number one every year? Like, why does he have 12th-ranked defenses and 14th-ranked defenses?
It's personnel. I don't think the 2023 personnel.
Well, and they lost a lot of personnel. They lost the two highest-paid defensive free agent players in the NFL.
Because that's how free agency works, Mike. Do you really think?
That's not an answer. That's how free agency works. Is not an answer.
If we weren't talking about this, you would say in free agency everyone gets overpaid.
Yes, but they are still. I'm not talking about the number. I am talking about of all of the available free agents, the two highest paid players. And by the way, I'm not saying they are worth their contracts. That's not what I'm saying. This year, the two highest paid defensive free agents were Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. They also lost their starting cornerback. They also lost their starting safety. They also don't have their other starting linebacker. That's a lot of players. And for you to just say it doesn't matter, it's Vic Fangio. That Vic Fangio took those players to be number one, and we've replaced them with either bargain bin or rookies. That's hard.
What was Zach Bond? He was having considered a bargain bin.
Yes, and do you expect every signing to be Zach Bond simply because Vic Fangio is here? And if that's the case, why doesn't it happen everywhere Vic Fangio is?
No, but a lot of draft, Nick said that Jahi Campbell was the top linebacker in the draft. Whether he's ready to play to start the season, I don't know. A lot of people said that he was the top linebacker in the draft. And if we want to get him for on his rookie contract because his injuries just pile up, I don't care. I just want to stack Super Bowls while we can.
I know. That's not the offseason they had, Aaron. They didn't have a stack Super Bowls offseason. Okay. They didn't.
So what did in our division, what did the Cowboys do?
Well, they'll have their starting quarterback back.
And they got a high level wide receiver,
and they'll have their starting quarterback back.
George Pickens, he's a tad bit overrated.
He's good.
For as much publicity as he gets, he doesn't put up numbers. I don't care. Oh, look at the quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins was putting up 100 catches, 1,000 yards every year with trash quarterback. So I don't really care. Like, if you're that guy, you're going to catch the ball. Because they're going to throw you the ball, so you're going to get numbers. I don't really get into the George Pickens hype. I don't know. And the Giants, they added Russell Wilson. Yeah, big deal.
But and Jameis.
Yeah, and Jameis. You know Jameis is going to give us at least 30 interceptions if he plays.
Well, they also added the best defensive player in the draft. So we're throwing we're throwing a party for adding a linebacker who 30 teams thought that his injury issues were so deep that they didn't want to draft him. But adding Abdul Carter, not a big deal.
Well, do we know that they're going to use Abdul Carter correctly? We don't know. We don't know if he's going to be used. Like, Spike, it's not just basketball. Throw him on the court, go get your points. It's whether you're going to be used correctly. We see a lot of players drafted high who aren't used correctly. I'm just saying. I just look at it like we won the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be so down on the team about we lost.
Okay,
we want to boost up every other team what they did because that's what like.
I'm not. I'm just saying that it is a difficult schedule. They have had an offseason where they've lost a lot of talent. They lost their offensive coordinator, and it's hard to follow up a Super Bowl. I said they'd win 10 games. It's like I didn't say they're going 6-11. That's it.
You said we were going to win like 10 games last season.
Yes, and they didn't.
Here's the thing. I don't really care about – I don't really get into the how many we're going to win. Because I'll say we're going to see it every year. Because last season when Jack said we'll win 15 games, Ryan had a problem with that. So Jack said we're going to go 9-8. But Jack, no, we're not really going to go 9-8. Man, come on now. But look.
No, we bump it up by the season time. But as the first look through, we're 9-8.
All I care about is three games. We got to be Washington here. We got to beat the Lions, and we got to beat the Rams. Because this is what I do not like. When the Eagles are successful, I don't know if other teams get this, but when the Eagles are successful, everyone gets butthurt about the Eagles' success, and I don't like that. Oh, we should have been there. No, y'all weren't there. Why are y'all worrying about us when you lost to Washington? Why are you, like, back in 2017, why are the Saints worrying about us when y'all lost to the Vikings? That ain't got nothing to do with us. but everyone always wants to take what they could have did out on us. And I don't like that. And I don't really care. Like, athletes don't have to take the mentality of the fans. But when it comes to them teams, because I'm tired of Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I'm tired of everybody thinking we was going to lose to the Rams, including you, Spike. We had that game in hand, and then we went into prevent defense. We smacked them when everyone was healthy.
They almost lost the game, Aaron. Can we not?
They almost lose the game. They
didn't almost lose the game?
We got 28-15 with 4 seconds, with 4 minutes remaining, and we went into prevent defense, and they kept throwing the ball deep. Hey, what do you want me to do with that? If we played the way we were playing, we won the game 28-15.
I don't like this side of you, Aaron.
No.
We want the realist back.
Yeah.
It's very few things that get me my skin. And he was disrespect because I say this all the time. I was Eagles fans long before my kids came to my life. So he was like 1A, 1B with all my kids. So I don't like the disrespect that the Eagles have been getting all offseason. I can't take it because above all, everything. Like, baseball was my favorite sport growing up because '90s was real baseball. But as I got older, baseball is good. But so I'm an Eagles fan to the core, and I don't like the disrespect that they constantly get when they're successful. Like, they don't have the right to be successful.
The disrespect. Anyway, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
No, that's not how people talk about
it. Who?
If we lose to the Cowboys. Watch how the national media talk about the Cowboys and watch how you disrespect the Eagles. And we happen to lose to the Cowboys over the night. And then watch how you talk about the Eagles for the rest of the year we lose to the Cowboys.
Like, all right.
You see what I'm saying?
Nah. I don't like this, Aaron. Go get me the other Aaron. All right, Aaron.
All right, Aaron.
I don't like that, Aaron. I've never heard "all birded up" Aaron before.
Yeah,
it was an odd one.
Yeah, there.
It's all birded
Bizarro
up.
Bizarro Aaron.
Yeah. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
So we have a debate week or debate day coming up next week.
Yeah.
So I have the 5 WIP debates I need to be settled.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good
that's
one.
Good.
I'm excited for debate day or week or whatever.
I agree.
Yeah.
As long as we get the right one.
Yes.
On Monday.
The right matchups.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be on Monday.
Gunness sure, I know, because, but we talked about this before the show. So.
Yeah.
Donovan Chestpat.
All right, yeah. Wow. This has not been your greatest day back there.
It's been awkward getting back here. I'm so used to being in the spotlight, and now I don't know how to take a step back.
No, you don't.
And I'm really not. I'm still shook from the first Blue Chew read.
Yep.
So mad at myself.
As you should be.
So mad at myself.
As you should. I couldn't believe it.
Got me either.
I couldn't believe it. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.